First of all, the statement repeated what His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI had said on the 12th of February, which is a long time ago now, and I said, unfortunately, this message is still relevant because His Holiness was calling for an end to all violence and bloodshed. And I repeated that appeal, saying that the logic of violence, where violence begets further violence has to be avoided. And it's never too late to give up violence. But then I went on to speak about the victims of this violence, which is indiscriminate bombing of places where of inhabited areas. And so there are a good number of victims. So appealing for the humanitarian aid, access for this humanitarian aid without restrictions, and appealing for cooperation with humanitarian organizations, both local and international. And I announced that the Holy See was making a financial contribution because, in fact, the secretary of Cor Unum was present in Syria on Saturday to give this contribution from the Holy See. Then I spoke about the mission of Kofi Annan, which is a source of hope, really, that something can be, peace can be restored in Syria, but there are conditions for this. And looking for the future, looking towards rebuilding Syria based on a long history of peaceful coexistence among the diverse religious and ethnic communities there. And I think this shouldn't be lost sight of. And so finally, I again echoed the words of Pope Benedict that priority should be given to the way of dialogue, of reconciliation, and the commitment to peace.
Archbishop Fitzgerald, what impact, if any, can this appeal by Pope Benedict have on the situation? And what can people outside do to support the victims of the violence that's ongoing in Syria?
Well, I don't know what strength the voice of the Holy Father has. Of course, the Catholic Church does have moral authority and is participating in international meetings and therefore repeats the same message of respect for human dignity. And this, I think, is very important. In fact, this is why we were at this meeting of the Friends of the Syrian People, because of the Holy See's international role. What can people do outside? Well, there is, I think, support for the different organizations, support for the United Nations, support to create an opinion. It has to be, I think, support, I think, through our various Caritas offices, which Caritas Internationalis, I'm sure, will be coordinating help for this. And I think that is the way that people can assist in this matter.
Are there any encouraging initiatives that you have been involved in recently regards to dialogue, particularly perhaps focusing on the situation of the religious minorities in Syria, who have always been an integral part of the great mosaic of society there? In other words, can you give us a picture that is reflecting the reality and perhaps not what we're seeing in mainstream media, which is extremely negative?
Well, it's the whole Arab world is in commotion, really, is evolving and is evolving in ways that sometimes are a bit disquieting. I'm thinking here of Egypt now, with the dominance of the Islamist groups, but at the same time, there is a new sense of freedom, I think, at least here in this country, in Egypt, of being able to speak out, and I think that this presents an opportunity, and I know that there are meetings of Christians and Muslims who are getting together to exchange ideas, and I think this is very important. And so it would have to be the same in all the different countries of the Middle East, really.